Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping right into the insurance world as it stood in Q3 2025. And, you know, looking at our sources, it's clear this was a period of pretty intense transformation, a real collision of volatility, climate events, and tech acceleration. So our mission today, we're digging through all this material to pull out the really crucial insights on climate risk, AI's impact, and these wild market swings we're seeing.
It really is a time of, paradoxes for the industry, isn't it? You've got these huge historic catastrophe losses pushing premiums up, up, up. But then on the flip side, you have these incredible technological leaps, especially in AI, and, you know, some surprising regional successes like what we saw with Wisconsin's workers' comp.
Right. It's like push and pull everywhere. You've got climate claims dialing up the pressure, AI embedding itself faster than ever, and then just complex volatility in premiums, depending on whether you're talking auto, health, or property.
Exactly. It's a lot to unpack. The industry is trying to juggle these completely new kinds of risks while still managing the old familiar ones.
Okay, so where do we start? I think we have to begin with the biggest physical event that really shaped the quarter.
Definitely. Hurricane Melissa. That was a huge catastrophe curveball.
An absolute monster. Made history, didn't it? First Category 5 storm ever recorded to hit Jamaica.
That's right. Landfall near New Hope, October 29th. We're talking 185 mile per hour sustained winds. Just devastating.
And the economic fallout. Massive. Projections were around $22 billion in total losses. Property damage alone, insured and uninsured, estimated somewhere between, what, $5 and $10 billion?
Yes, but here's the kicker, and it's crucial for understanding the response. Insurance penetration in Jamaica is really low.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 5% of property value is actually insured. So how did they cope?
That's where the financial innovation comes in, right?
Precisely. This is where we see alternative risk transfer really proving its worth. Jamaica had a $150 million catastrophe bond set up via the World Bank. And because Hurricane Melissa's central pressure dropped so low and its path hit certain pre-agreed points, boom, the bond was triggered for a full payout.
Okay, let's just clarify that for everyone listening. A full payout triggered not by counting up individual claims on the ground, but because the storm itself met these predefined characteristics, its intensity, its track. That's what parametric means here.
It is. And the success of this payout, well, it sends a powerful signal. It really validates these cat bonds as a vital tool for other vulnerable nations facing similar climate threats. But, and this is a big but, there's a sharp critique here too. Experts are warning that after such a major event, the cost of these bonds, the premiums, they're almost certainly going to rise.
Ah, so the very nations that contributed least to climate change might end up paying more and more just to protect themselves financially.
That's the concern. It raises some really tough questions about climate equity. You know?
Definitely something to watch. So while Melissa forced adaptation to physical risk through financial tools, the other major force in Q3 was this technological wave aimed at systemic risk. AI, let's shift to that. The speed is just incredible.
It really is. We've moved past the hype stage. AI isn't just a concept insurers are talking about. It's becoming an actual productivity engine right inside their operations.
And the numbers back that up. Our sources are showing generative AI, for instance, speeding up coding tasks by like 30 to 50%. That's huge operationally, things like claims automation, reducing processing times by up to 70% in some cases. And predictive analytics are boosting fraud detection rates by around 28%.
Yeah, and you see this reflected in spending plans. Something like 78% of insurance leaders are planning to increase their tech budgets in 2025. And the biggest chunk of that new spending, 36%, is earmarked specifically for AI. The focus is really shifting towards what some are calling agentic AI.
Agentic AI. What does that mean in practice?
Think autonomous systems. Not just tools that help humans, but systems that can work alongside humans almost independently on core tasks like underwriting or claims processing.
Okay, but that kind of rapid integration, it almost inevitably brings ethical questions to the forefront, doesn't it? We need to tread carefully here.
Absolutely agreed. And this is where things get complicated. There's this important U.S. Senate report that looked into UnitedHealthcare's use of AI automation for prior authorization on post-acute care claims. What the report found was pretty startling. Denial rates jumped massively from about 10.9% to 22.7% during the period they were exploring this AI automation between 2020 and 2022.
Wow, denial rates basically doubled while AI was being rolled out. That's significant. Did the sources say if the AI was just better at flagging claims that didn't meet criteria, or if the algorithm itself might have been bias towards denial for efficiency's sake?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the industry is really wrestling with it. Part of the challenge is that these productivity gains we see, they often get reinvested straight back into building more tools or handling more volume. They don't always translate directly into lower costs or, smoother experiences for the customer right away. Add in the patchwork of regulations globally, it makes responsible scaling really quite tricky.
Okay, let's pivot to market volatility. Property and casualty. This is where consumers really feel the pinch. Auto insurance, for example, just kept climbing.
Yeah, the expectation was another 7.5% increase for 2025, which, when you zoom out, contributes to a staggering 78% increase over the past decade. The average driver in the U.S. is now looking at paying around $2,189 a year for auto insurance.
78%. I mean, that explains so much about consumer behavior. You see figures like long-term customers, people with the same insurer for 10-plus years, shopping around 35% more year over year. That says loyalty is pretty much dead in the auto market, right? People are just fed up.
They absolutely are. And, the market is starting to show signs of listening. Maybe. We are seeing some stabilization. A few insurers are actually filing for rate decreases for the first time in quite a while, suggesting profitability might be returning. Tentatively.
Okay, so maybe a glimmer of hope in auto. But then you look at the property market, and it's just full of contradictions. Commercial property insurance rates in the U.S. actually fell by 9% in Q3, first drop in nearly 7 years. What's driving that?
Increased capacity, mainly. And better financial performance in 2024 allowed insurers a bit more breathing room on the commercial side. But, and this is crucial for listeners, don't mix up commercial rates with your homeowner's policy. That's a completely different ballgame.
Right. So what's happening with homeowners insurance?
It's rough. We're looking at an anticipated average national increase of 21%, driven by inflation, soaring reconstruction costs, and, yes, that climate risk factor we talked about earlier. It's forcing homeowners, especially loyal ones, to really question things. A 21% jump isn't just an annoyance. For some, it raises fundamental questions about whether they can even afford to stay in certain areas long term.
That kind of volatility must be influencing corporate strategy, too. Which brings us to M&A. Activity was actually down 7% year over year as of September 30th. Why the dip if the market's so dynamic?
It seems like a bit of a strategic pause, perhaps. While the deal volume dipped temporarily, the appetite is still there. Our sources indicate that, 9 out of 10 companies actually expect to close more deals in 2025 than they did in 2024. Maybe the dip created some better buying opportunities. We still saw significant deals, like Arthur J. Gallagher buying Strategic Services Group, World Insurance picking up Green Bay Insurance Center. Consolidation is definitely still the long-term game plan.
Okay, let's drill down into a couple of specific lines. Cyber and liability. Cyber insurance seems to be booming.
Oh, absolutely. The global market's projected to hit $16.3 billion in 2025. But what's really interesting is the pricing. Premiums are actually trending down in many cases, sometimes by as much as 20%.
Down? Why?
It's basically a reward for good behavior. If an organization can demonstrate they have really robust cybersecurity controls in place, things like managed detection and response, or MDR solutions insurers are willing to offer better rates.
Ah, so proactive security pays off. Makes sense, given the threats.
Exactly. Insurers know the big risks. Ransomware makes up about 41% of cyber claims. Phishing is right behind it at 36%. And with ransomware payouts hitting $1.1 billion back in 2023, well, there's a massive incentive for insurers to encourage prevention.
Okay, and shifting quickly to general liability trends.
Those rates are climbing. Casualty insurance rates overall went up 8% in Q3. If you strip out workers' comp, it's more like 11%. One interesting point, though. Directors and officers, or D&O, liability rates actually declined about 3%. But insurers seem to be pushing back against further big drops there, suggesting maybe prices got too low.
And what's the big underlying pressure pushing most liability rates up?
It largely boils down to social inflation. This is a really key concept. It's basically the trend where jury awards and legal settlements are rising way faster than general economic inflation. When you see these huge nuclear verdicts, especially for non-economic damages, insurers have to react. They adjust their pricing models, they increase reserves, and that puts upward pressure on almost everyone's liability premiums. Got it. Okay, for our final focus segment, let's look at this Wisconsin paradox. It seems like such a perfect snapshot of the industry's contradictory state.
It really is a tale of two extremes within one state. On the one hand, you have workers' compensation. Wisconsin is, frankly, crushing it. Rates are set to drop again by 3.2% starting October 1st. That's the 10th year in a row.
10th year? That's incredible. What's behind that?
Decades of focus on workplace safety, stable regulations, it's a real success story. But then you look at health insurance, especially on the ACA marketplace.
And it's the opposite story.
Completely. It looks like a potential crisis brewing. Premium increases for 2026 are projected to be dramatic. We're talking hikes anywhere from, say, 39% in Waukesha County to potentially over 80% for some plans in places like Barron County. And making it even tougher, those enhanced federal subsidies are ending at the end of the year, so the actual cost increase felt by individuals could be even worse. Yeah, the sources really brought that home with this quote from Dan Jacobs, the Milwaukee restaurant owner, said he was worried he wouldn't be able to keep subsidizing his employees' health insurance with increases like that. That's where these big numbers hit Main Street.
Precisely. It highlights the intense pressure on small businesses and individuals, standing in such stark contrast to the stability they've achieved in something like workers' comp right next door.
Okay, before we try to wrap this all up, we need a quick detour. A little reminder that insurance deals with, well, the unexpected. Time for the odd claims corner.
Yes, this one's a classic. It comes from the UK. A farmer filed a claim with his mobile phone insurer. His story. He apparently lost his iPhone.
Inside a cow.
Inside a cow.
He was assisting with calving late one night using his phone's flashlight for visibility. Phone slipped, disappeared into the cow, and yeah, that was the claim.
No way.
Yeah.
Did they actually pay out?
They did.
The insurer covered the replacement cost. I guess it just goes to show even the weirdest risks can be legitimate business claims sometimes.
Lost inside a cow. Okay, that's definitely one for the books. So after covering cat bonds, AI ethics, rocketing home insurance costs, and bovine phone incidents, let's try and synthesize this for you, the listener. What's the big takeaway from Q3 2025?
I think the industry is basically fighting on two huge fronts simultaneously. There's the battle against these massive existential climate risks, driving financial innovation like cat bonds and forcing tough pricing decisions. And then there's the race against obsolescence, this incredibly rapid technological disruption, mainly through AI. That transformation is really picking into high gear, moving from pilots to full-scale enterprise deployment, whether the ethical frameworks are fully ready or not.
So the challenge heading into 2026 is finding some kind of equilibrium.
It's the ultimate balancing act, really. Insurers have to somehow offer competitive pricing, like we saw with the dip in commercial property or the discounts for good cyber hygiene, while also maintaining massive reserves to cover these escalating costs, especially in homeowners insurance, and from that persistent social inflation pressure.
And thinking about that AI piece again, our source material mentioned something striking. Only about 4% of companies felt they were creating substantial value from AI so far, which suggests there's still a huge competitive advantage up for grabs for those who can figure out how to scale it effectively.
That's exactly the opportunity. But looping back to those ethical concerns, particularly around agentic AI, in claims that doubling of denial rates is a serious flag. So the critical question for 2026, I think, is this. Can the industry scale these powerful autonomous AI systems responsibly? Can they ensure that the undoubted efficiency gains actually benefit consumers, you know, as much as they boost the bottom line? Or will efficiency just steamroll equity?
That tension between efficiency and fairness, that feels like the key battleground to watch. A perfect thought to leave our listeners with. Thank you for joining us for the deep dive.
We'll catch you next time.